Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
During the Massachusetts coronavirus surge in the spring, when PPE, personal protective equipment such as masks, was needed most, the federal government gave more PPE to less populous states that had many fewer cases. Those decisions by the Federal Emergency Management Agency left the state frantically trying to get its own supply of protective equipment for frontline workers. WBUR's Christine Wilmson has details.
Data analyzed by the Associated Press and shared with WBUR found that Massachusetts received the fewest pieces of personal protective equipment per COVID case in the country in May and June. For example, when Massachusetts was at its peak with nearly 85,000 cases of the virus, Alaska had less than 400. The data showed Alaska received nearly 1,600 pieces of gear per case from FEMA, while Massachusetts received 36. Massachusetts Representative Ayanna Pressley says the numbers are deeply troubling, but not surprising.
I think this data underscores this administration's incompetence and their just flat-out failure to supply Massachusetts and other states with the equipment that they need to protect their residents and essential workers from this virus.
A FEMA spokeswoman defended the agency's actions, saying each state received PPE based on a per capita calculation, and that later deliveries were evenly distributed. But Massachusetts frontline workers, childcare providers, and small business owners fear there will be a major shortage of masks in the fall if there's a resurgence of the virus. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christine Wilmson.